But that on the good ground are they who in a good and very good heart, hearing the word, keep it and bring forth fruit in patience. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. My dear faithful, we are still so very much enlightened and delighted by the splendors of Christmas and Epiphany. We have contemplated and adored God made man in the manger for weeks and rejoiced tremendously. It is now time to fasten our seat belts, for we are slowly going down towards Lent. Slowly, but surely, as we say in French. Look at the violet vestment the priest is wearing today. The gold of Christmas and Epiphany is in the closet. You won't see it for a while. Same for the Alleluia before the Holy Gospel. You won't hear it anymore until Easter Vigil. Septuagesima Sunday, which was last Sunday, 70 days before Easter. Then Sexagesima Sunday, which is today, 60 days before Easter. Then Quinquagesima Sunday, which is next Sunday, 50 days before Easter. And we shall land into Ash Wednesday. And the race will start, so well described by St. Paul in last Sunday's epistle. Sacred Lent, a race, almost an athletic performance, physically and spiritually, so that everything in us which is not worthy of Christ may die as he died for us, and that we may arrive to the day of the feast of his resurrection, different, transformed, holy, perfect, as he wants us to be. Septuagesima season, in which we are now, are these 3 weeks of preparation for Lent, so that we may prepare everything we need in order to make that Lenten race efficient and successful. Lent is very serious business, my dear faithful. Remember that our beloved Savior, Jesus Christ, gave us a sublime example by going alone in the desert during 40 days, praying, fasting, and resisting the attacks of the devil. Lent is a most serious thing, my dear faithful. Sacred Lent is an indispensable yearly exercise for our body and soul. We should be very attentive to the liturgical calendar, my dear faithful. All these feasts, seasons, vigils, octaves, Ember Days, Advent, Christmas, Epiphany, Septuagesima, Lent, Easter, Ascension, Pentecost, Corpus Christi, Assumption. All this rhythm in the liturgical calendar of the liturgical year that Holy Mother, Most Sweet Mother, the Roman Catholic Church so kindly provides us this rhythm of the liturgical calendar. It is nothing less but the rhythm of the beat of the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. So let us adopt and embrace the different spiritualities, disciplines, and practices, the splendor or the sobriety, the richness or the austerity of each moment, of each marvelous moment of the liturgical year, and be sure that our hearts will end up beating at the same rhythm as the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. And as Saint Paul says in the epistle for the Feast of the Sacred Heart, we shall be truly and heavenly happy, wise, and rich. Quote from Ephesians chapter 3, that being rooted and grounded in charity, you may be able to comprehend with all the sense what is the breadth and length and height and depth, to know also the charity of Christ, which surpasseth all knowledge, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. End quote. Saint Joan of Arc is so right, my dear faithful, when she says, it is my opinion that Christ and the Church are one. My dear faithful, when Pope Saint Gregory the Great instituted Septuagesima season at the beginning of the 7th century, it was so providential. The Holy Pope was somewhat envious of the zeal of Eastern Catholics. At that time, the Greeks were starting Lent 3 weeks in advance. First week, no meat. Second week, the milk was suppressed. And third week, it was already Lent in all its harshness, which description would scare us today. Therefore, Saint Gregory instituted in the Western Catholic Church 3 weeks of preparation for Lent so that the Westerners be not softer than the Easterners. And how weak and how soft we have become ourselves, my dear faithful. 13 centuries after Saint Gregory the Great, abstinence from meat during Lent is only for Ash Wednesday and Fridays. On how little do we wish to sweat in order to be holier? When you think about what our Lord went through, his passion and death, so that we may live forever. Christ has died for me. What have I ever done for Christ? Wonders Saint Ignatius Loyola. So, Holy Mother, most sweet Mother, the Roman Catholic Church, since the 7th century, has instituted Septuagesima season. 3 weeks for us to get prepared for the Lenten race. Time to make good resolutions and to establish with great enthusiasm our program of prayers and penances for the 40 days of Lent, if we have not yet done it, for Ash Wednesday is not too far. By the way, this year, 2008, we have the earliest Lent since the year 1898. Also, please remember this definition of a good Lenten resolution. It's from a French, a Parisian old Monsignor, Monsignor Ducos Bourget. He says, the definition of a good Lenten resolution. He says, a good Lenten resolution is a resolution you can keep. But this is your job. With the guidance of your spiritual director, for those who have one, or with your parents, if you're young, it's your job to establish your own, your personal structure of penances, readings, and prayers for Lent. You have 12 days to think about it and to schedule it, to prepare everything, to train for the Lenten race, which is to start on Ash Wednesday. It's your job. What Holy Mother, Most Sweet Mother, the Roman Catholic Church does for you today, Sexagesima Sunday, is to enlighten your intelligence and to warm up your heart so that you may be disposed for Lent. In particular, the choice of the Epistle and of the Gospel for today is a priceless assert for a good preparation for Lent. My dear faithful, you just listened to the Epistle and to the Holy Gospel, the very long Epistle, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, the very long Epistle of today. It's basically the great Saint Paul telling us the marvelous story of his incredible life since his conversion. On the Holy Gospel, Saint Luke chapter 8, it is a parable from our Savior Jesus Christ that he explains himself afterwards. It is the parable of the heavenly seed falling down into different soils. My dear faithful, you want to make yourselves good soil so that the heavenly seed may produce a superabundance of fruits. If you do that, God will be able to transform you into the shining sense he wishes you to become. See the story of the prodigious life of the great Saint Paul in the Epistle today. You have no idea what you shall accomplish if you make yourselves good soil. Do not let the devil rule your lives. Be perseverant in resisting temptations. And do not prefer the false pleasures of this world to the luminous future that God has prepared for you. So asks you Jesus Christ himself in the Gospel on this Sexagesima Sunday. He takes the time to explain you his parable in details in the Gospel today, so please listen to him. Such is the spirit for this 2008 Lenten season, my dear faithful. Make yourselves good soil. That's all. Good soil bringing fruits in patience, as said in the Gospel. Holy Mother, Most Sweet Mother, the Roman Catholic Church has organized everything, as always, for you to be holy, for you to be happy and fulfilled, for you to live forever. How much do we understand Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, the little flower, when she exclaims, "My God, I love thee, and I love the church." May Our Lady, our Heavenly Mother, may she grant us the grace of a good preparation to Lent during this Septuagesima season. And may God bless you, my dear faithful, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.